Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the plus sign. The plus sign. Now, we could all agree that the plus sign is amongst the most familiar signs we know. We were introduced to it in kindergarten as we begin to perform actions of addition. We knew that 1 plus 1 was 2 and 2 plus 2 was 4 and so forth and so on. Well, that little symbol in between those numbers is what we know as the plus sign. And my friends and neighbors, the plus sign also has a relevance in this spiritual life because God wants us to add value to those we meet, to add more to those we come in contact with, not take away from, but be an addition to those around us. Remember, the Bible told us, even in our own lives, in 2 Peter 1 and 5, that giving all diligence, we should add to our faith virtue, and then add to virtue knowledge. The principle of addition is in the Bible. We'll see it in Acts 5 and 14. The Bible says, and the believers were more added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this concept of addition is powerful, and in our acronym today is the plus sign, the four key ways to add value to every relationship. First, my friends and neighbors, that P reminds us that we must be positive plus purposeful. Yes, my friends, Jesus was an expert at giving us the why behind what he said. You know, when we had children, we always asked the question, why? Why is the sky blue? Why is the sun orange? Why does the moon only show up at nighttime? And many times, even when our parents said things to us, we would ask the question, why? Well, quickly, we learned not to question our parents, and they would typically say, because I said so. Well, in this Christian life, it's great to know that we don't have a because I serve so God. We've all been guilty of it before. Our kids have asked us why, and we've responded by saying, because I said so. But Jesus always gave us the purpose behind what he wants us to do. Remember in Luke 6:35, he says, "Beloved your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again to gain." And if you say, well, why, Lord? Why do you ask us that? He says, "And your reward shall be great, and you shall be children of the highest." He told us the why. Remember, he said, give. Why? And it shall be given unto you. In Luke 6:38, God was good at giving us the why. And not only are we required to be purposeful, but we're required to add to our purposefulness positivity. How happy are you every day, my friends and neighbors? How excited are you to take on the challenges of a new day? The Bible says in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Yes, my friends, when it comes to how we treat those around us, Romans 12:10 tells us that we should be positive. He says that we should be kindly affectionate one to another, in honor, preferring one another. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we know that we can be a plus sign because we can be purposeful and positive. That L reminds us that we should be learners plus leaders. You see, the goal is to lead by learning and to learn by leading. It's not just a smart guy that won't take the lead who's missing his plus sign. It's the charismatic leader that won't learn who's missing a plus sign as well. Remember, the Bible says in Proverbs 16:23, the heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should be those who are going to learn and to lead. Remember, 2 Timothy 2:15 says we should study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that doesn't need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Yes, my friends, we should be learners and leaders. The Bible tells us in James 1:22 that we should be doers of the word and not hearers only. See, once we hear the word, it's our job to lead by doing the word. Are you learning the word and then practicing what you've learned? Yes, my friends and neighbors, I say that it's important for us to not only hear the word of God, but we've got to actually put it into practice. That's the reason why many people get disenchanted with the church. church is not because everybody don't know the word. They watch to see whether or not we're going to live the word. And if we're going to lead by example, my friends, that means the next time somebody says something to you out of line, you can forgive, we can love, we can embrace, we can overlook it, we can turn the other cheek the way we were taught to do. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we want to be doers and not just hearers. In other words, leaders and not just learners. That you reminds us of the importance of being unafraid and unstoppable. You know, fear is the biggest enemy of progress. It stunts growth and it smothers creativity. I'm always and have always been impressed by those who live life with no fear. Growing up as a kid, I had an aunt and I had an uncle who they didn't seem to be afraid of anything. My papa was not afraid of anything. Even my big mama, my grandmother didn't seem to be afraid of anything. Yes, my friends and neighbors, in this Christian life, we discover that God has not given us the spirit of fear as outlined in 2 Timothy 1:7, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Then we discover in 1 John 4:18 that perfect love casts out fear. Yes, my friends, we want to be strong enough not to be afraid of anything or anybody. I like the ant because the ant is unafraid and unstoppable. The ant has a spirit of no quit. They fight to the death. They forage relentlessly. They take on creatures 3 to 5 times their size. We should be more like that because our faith can move mountains. Our power that God has placed on the inside of us can overcome any evil. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we are not only unafraid, but we've got to add to that being unstoppable. What are you praying for, my friends and neighbors? Have you given up on your prayer? I challenge you, my friends, to keep praying and believing. Keep trusting and receiving. Keep calling those things into existence, and you'll discover that not only does fear leave, but you'll also receive what you're asking for. Yes, my friends, last but not least, that S in our plus symbol lets us know that we must be synchronized plus swift. You see, synchronization means that we're working together in harmony. Have you ever seen this Olympic sport called synchronized swimming? It's a beautiful thing to watch. It's two different swimmers that are doing the exact same motions at the exact same time. They're going underwater and coming out from underwater at the same time. They're spinning in the same direction at the same time. And if you're not careful, you'll think that you're seeing double on your TV screen because they look just alike. Well, isn't it great to know that we could be unified like that with our brothers as outlined in Psalms 31:133-1 that says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And then we discover in Philippians 2:2 that we should be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Yes, my friends and neighbors, let's be on the same page, but then let's also be quick about it. Let's be swift to hear. Yes, my friends, swift to hear the word of God as we're outlined in James 1:19. God says we can do all things through him that strengthens us. We can be plus signs and not minuses. My friends, I hope you've enjoyed this training segment. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.